But here is a question: when will a person be told that he is Allah Ta'ala explained that in Surah Al-Furqan. Allah Ta'ala explained that in Surah Al-Furqan. And He said, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. And those, whenever they spend, they don't go extravagant. They don't spend the wealth extravagantly, and they do not be so greedy and stingy. They hold the money. But be minute. When you see that you are spending the wealth, spending the money for nothing, then if you can't now, what makes you live, then quite good, but you are looking for something better which would not increase your life, but it's a kind of desire. For example, you can't eat this kind of food, but you wish to eat a bit of food that is too expensive. Then here you are wasting your money, your wealth. Flow the same thing. And that's why Rasulullah did not used to look for soft food. What do we mean by the soft food? What people look for it today. He used to eat raw food, dates, water, barley, that's it. He could have better food because people in his time they used to have better food. But he used to say, the hadith is written, it is very sufficient for one of you, some little food that makes you strong enough to walk and run down. That's it. But today, instead of eating cash with 10 riyals, they got to eat cash with 100 riyals. While there are poor people by the gate of this, they give them money out. They make me wait for 2 hours for another 10 people like this man to give them 1 riyal. If they do, so then they have 10 riyal to go and buy food for one person. This is now the kind of Muslim. Now, Allah. I know that women should not wear perfume. Even perfume, you say wear? Allah is long with so strict. You wear perfume? We never wear it. Yeah, we are. Use it. Wear perfume. I think I need to teach you Arabic and English together. Even if they say, where's the beer? Wear it and take it off. When you go and listen, yeah, that's what I say. Okay, learn Arabic, learn Arabic. Leave this poor language, English. Yeah, this is for, this language should only be used for the dumb people. You can use it because it's, you know, very poor certificate. Learn Arabic as well. Arabic is very rich. When going to the masjid, la, this is wrong. This is not, they should not wear perfume when they're going to masjid. No. They should not use perfume when they go out of their house. Whether to masjid, to the janaza, to another house, to wherever. Please explain exactly what type of perfume. Any perfume that can be smelled. Any perfume that can be smelled. For the Zahira, one day one way in Medina, one row of a street in Medina, saw a woman and he smelled the perfume. And he said to that woman, go back home and take shelter. As I hear the Rasulullah saying that any woman put perfume and goes out, then she's done it. So, any type of perfume that can be smelled by others can affect others, can affect others. Any perfume, example, are all perfume, yeah, all. Or, whether it is alcoholic or not, it's all not permissible for women to use as long as it has a smell to be smelled out. What about, what's this? Deodorant? Deodorant. What is deodorant? Baby spray? Can it be smelled? If it can be smelled, is this to kill out the smell of the... But it's not perfume. It's not anything you can smell, because yani, she might pass by and then yani, passes gas. Say, it's not anything you smell. Anything you smell that attacks. That attacks. And I think this time the anti-sweat, you know? Yeah, the anti-sweat is not a smell. I don't think it's a kind of perfume that people use. And even I smell it, it's a bad smell, it's not a good smell. It itself is a bad smell. And I don't advise using it. Instead of it, take shower two times a day. Right, anyway. And this is the story. As-salamu alaykum. This is a brother during my entire week. Sometimes very smooth writing and very quick writing. I'm not American, I'm not British.
Sir, I have a brother. During the Arabic lesson, the sisters, many of those who do not understand Arabic, so, and I cannot hear you, and I cannot hear your beneficial lesson. I have told them politely and firmly to remain quiet, as it disturbs everyone else.
That's right, I read it. Right? Like someone, they say in Arabic, wish to show someone on TV, say, between you and I, on the TV, between you and I. Between you and I is on air.
I'm so that politely and firmly to remain quiet as it disturbs everyone else on numerous occasions. However, they choose to ignore me. It has even made relations between myself and them strained. I am even ashamed to tell you this is happening in the sister session.
Because this is happening here with the brothers. Unfortunately, it's happening here with the brothers. And that's why I don't think this question should be brought up. I think this needs to be on the magazines and newspapers and even on all media. Because the brothers are doing the same thing. They are talking when the job is running. And not only those who do not know Arabic, even on the doctors in English, it's the same thing. They're talking. And this is something wrong. And this shows that this person is not seriously thinking about it. And this is why I can see and say that the students of knowledge of today are like the turtle when they are seeking knowledge. They are very slowly going because they just pick one word and they stop talking, which is unfortunately something that's irregular, and it happens very rarely that they stop for some reason. Then they hear one word. And they misunderstand. We say, some people think, first of all, some people think that they come to the temple of knowledge for the reward. The reward is not for those people. The reward is not for those people. Those who come to talk, those who come to sleep, they are not. Yes, in the hadith, the angel will say to Allah Ta'ala when he say, be with me that I forgive them all, the angel will say, so and so is not from them. But it does not mean that he was talking. He was listening. He came looking for someone and he saw the class running. So he sat down listening. He's not a regular student, but he knows the etiquette of speaking knowledge. So he sat down listening. He is going to be rewarded. A regular student talking, he's not going to be rewarded. Why the student of knowledge is rewarded? It's not because he's a thinker here. No, it's because he is benefiting. He is gaining knowledge. He is now knowing how to worship. But if he's talking, he's not going to know. So what's the difference between him and someone else? No difference. Maybe that one is more bitter. Because he's not disturbing the people who are in the masjid. So I say from the benefits of seeking knowledge is as in the hadith of Jibreel, and he came in the form of man in a very nice clothes, hair comb, clean, and very politely came towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sat down, but knees to knees, and his hand on thighs, either his thighs or the Prophet, and then he started asking politely. This is the way to come close, to keep quiet, to bring your book, to write, to ask question is raised, you answer. So for us to say, this is the way how we speak the knowledge, but not in just attending. And that's why today there are many colleges, universities, schools, and even many circles of knowledge, but very little number of students of knowledge. Most of them are residents. And you guess what? How many students from Sheikh Uthaymeen used to be? So many. Big number. Who is like Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen? Who is only one tenth of Ibn Uthaymeen? Who is one hundredth of Ibn Uthaymeen? No. I can't see. So, we have to seek the knowledge on the way the companions seek the students of knowledge. And the early centuries seek. And I advise you to go back to the books before you seek knowledge. Go back to the books of the etiquette of knowledge. Guys, the book of Khatib al-Baghdadi and others. And Hidayat al-Talib al-Ilm for Bakr al-Buzayr. And you see how, and also the book of Abdul Aziz al-Hamid, Adab al-Talib al-Ilm, and the book of Sheikh Uthaymeen also, Adab al-Talib al-Ilm. These books will teach you how you can benefit from the knowledge, from seeking knowledge. Nah. والله أعلم تفضل طيب لن نأتي بعد إن شاء الله we're going to begin now during that you can ask تفضل يا عشاء اليوم ليس يسكن لا تفضل تفضل
تفضل تفضل that many of us we only study what we can get because of work or something. Given some practical advice or advice, how much study should we be doing every day? How should it be done with our family, not with our wives and our children? How much studying and what kind of study should we do every day?
This is a good question. What is the practical way to study, to seek knowledge? I understand that you guys can only come here to work. And I understand that your work it might be very hard. But when you compare your whole entire life with the companions, you see that their life was more hard than yours. But I say, if you think that seeking knowledge can be with the convenience, then you're wrong. Then you're wrong. One must take us away. Seeking knowledge will for sure take the convenience from your life. And what I mean by convenience is sleeping, resting, going to the gym, you know, enjoying this life, you know, being with the children around them and I'm concerned. And the opposite is also correct. Being seeking knowledge and being tired in this life for that reason will guarantee you a taste that no one else can find except one who is like in this world. Will everyone, I myself, although I do very little seeking knowledge, I'm not that good student of knowledge. But some come to me and say, I think, some of my brothers in this masjid say, I think, haram. Why you are killing yourself like that? Why, Safi? What are you talking about? I completely accepting that. So I say, it depends, and not everyone can be given the same advice. I can help you in the practical way of seeking knowledge, but it should be individual. We cannot just give a general thing like that. So if you come and sit inshallah with me and tell me your daily activities, I can tell you where you seek knowledge and how you seek knowledge. But generally, it is difficult. It is hard. There is an inconvenience in it. But the end of it is very tasty. Wallah, not even the beginning. Even the beginning. If you go on the right way, you will feel it. You will feel it. When you see that you are the new Muslim, or even someone who is born as a Muslim but you practice, when you see that you have more knowledge than others who are Muslims, you will test, you will feel. But this cannot come to you like that, or by knowing some here, some there, some. No. It should go on an order that Ahl-Ilm knows. So inshallah, if you can come and sit with me, I can inshallah help you